We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's everywhere. Mel Kiper came out and pretty much guaranteed that if he's on the board at 20, the Steelers will take him. And even said they could move up a couple spots to guarantee Barton. You have Jerry Dulac in the Post-Gazette saying that's the pick. They view him as, quote, a generational talent.
He said someone in the building, so I wonder who that person is or persons are that view him that way. That caught my eye, the way that Jerry wrote him up. Do you know anything more on who might be his biggest champions within the building?
Yes, I think the person who sets the draft board for them is Barton's chief.
Okay, so I think that's interesting.
Ally.
I think that's interesting for this reason.
His big advocate.
I think that the person
who makes the rankings.
The person who makes the rankings, are we allowed to say his name or are we just pretending that nobody knows
who that
is?
He has the same first name as me, but he shortens it.
Okay. So we're playing this game today, Donnie. Apparently this is the day of trickeration here.
It is the draft.
No, I know.
We saw Kevin Costner on draft day trickerate his way to getting everything he wanted and saving his relationship with Jennifer Garner as well. That was
She's
a big
done
part
pretty
of
well for herself post Ben Affleck with all the credit card commercials.
But so is Kevin Costner. In these movies, he's just with women who are much younger than him and in these shows. And he's just
on
getting it in like crazy.
Right? I mean, good for him. Is his wife Kelly Riley in Yellowstone?
No, that's his daughter.
Okay. I don't
but
know.
But the former governor of Montana is into him. And she's
in the show, not in real life.
In the show, yeah. And they get after it.
The former governor of Montana.
Yeah, she leaves the governor post to go to Congress, and she still makes time for Kevin.
And then she enters into a different kind of Congress with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the guy, let's get away from this right now because it's draft day. It's serious talk day. I have a couple of theories on that. If that's who you believe their biggest or Barton's biggest internal fan is the man setting the board, what we all kind of consider the personnel side of their little GM hierarchy here, Omar still being a numbers guy, positional value guy. Here are my thoughts. Unlike last year where, you know, I was like insanely dead set on Broderick Jones, like to an almost unhealthy degree maybe, and ran around the building yelling Broderick Jones in like the Rocky music theme. I do think there are a lot of good players. I think Barton's going to be a very good player. His arms are not that much longer than Kendrick Green's, but he is a much naturally bigger human being than Kendrick Green, which is a good thing. He rocketed up all these boards. The reason that I'm somewhat interested that you feel like his biggest champion within the building is the guy setting their draft board is this. That guy, I think, comes from a place that understands positional value more than most teams do and really drafts accordingly and tries to fill holes accordingly. They see inside linebackers. They say, we'll fill them with random guys. We're going to load up on wide receivers. We're going to try to find cornerbacks. We believe quarterback is important, et cetera. That's not a quarter. That's not a tackle or whatever you're drafting. That's a center. That's a less valued position. But that same guy watched a center be the most important piece of that offensive line that was very good. And so I'm thinking if he is the biggest champion of Graham Barton in the building, he A, must think he is a future all-pro type of player, and B, think that they can get by with the tackles they have for the time being, and that they can maybe find another guy and eventually kick Jones over to right tackle at some or left tackle at some other juncture.
If they do this, I'm not going to like the pick.
What would you grade it if they do it?
I wouldn't give it a good grade. I'd probably give it a C.
I was going to give it a B if they do it.
I'm just a B. And I understand, like, we have to wait 5 years to grade a pick and see if it's a good pick or not. Could you ever see yourself skydiving? Do you see that
My sister-in-law did it, and I just said, I don't think I can do it.
How about you, Donnie? You ever think you'll get up there with Sarah in a plane and just
Hell no.
shoot yourself down?
She's done it before.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
Fan of it? She loved it, yeah, but I will never do it.
This to me is the draft equivalent of doing that. Jumping out of an airplane.
Really? In what way?
He is entirely a projectable player. I don't trust them with projectable offensive linemen, at least in Mims' case, at least with him. He's played it at right tackle. It's not a lot of games, but you can put the tape on from just a few months ago and see what he looks like at that position. You have to go back to 5 games during a COVID season to watch this guy play center. I almost look at anything that happened in the COVID year in any sport as a waste of time because of how wacky it was. Mm-hmm. And I've got generational talent at a position where you can use one hand to count the number of games he's played there. I don't trust them to take someone with almost no experience at a position and make him a great player there. They don't get the benefit of the doubt with me with those guys because of Kendrick Green and others, because of what Kevin Dotson did with the Rams last year. I just don't. If you're going to take a center, and I don't want it to be with the 20th pick necessarily, but give me Zach Frazier because I've watched the dude for 3 years play A-level center.
He's a center and everybody knows
and
it. There's no
really
teaching.
And he's really good at
it. It's just he walks in, he has a high floor, maybe a lower ceiling, but you know he's a center and there's no teaching
and
that needs
good.
To be done.
Yes, he's good at it. He might be really, really good at it. I don't know about this guy. So, I mean, unless Steelers fans, and I'll open up the phone lines now at 412-928-9370, have a different life experience than me, where they're not traumatized or scarred by watching them say, yeah, we can take this guy who played another position and make him really good at this one. Unless you trust them to do that, then Barton is your guy. But I don't know how you could. I don't know
how
you could.
He's not my pick. You know who I want, so I'm not going to belabor it. And you know why I want them to pick the guy, because I don't want them to draft scared. I want them to take a home run swing on a guy I think could be a multi-time All-Pro if he hits his ceiling. There's still projection, and do they develop him? But you know, I think Amarius Mims has every physical tool in the drawer.
To use your baseball analogy, this is like trying to go to
this is trying to hit an opposite field single.
This is trying to get to third base with one out. You just don't do it. Or two outs. You just don't, right?
No, you never make the first or the third out of an inning at third base.
Thank you. There you go.
I thought you were the baseball guy on this show.
I don't know why I had a brain fart there.
I'm not surprised that you're this harsh on it. I'm surprising myself in this way, that I would still say it's a good draft pick. That might be afterglow from last year.
Do you
where
know
I feel
he
like
can play center?
Here's the difference between Kendrick Green.
No, but just answer that question first.
Do
and then
I
can
know
get to
that
the...
he can? No. But
well,
here's,
then why
but
would
here's
you
the
like
difference.
It?
Here's the I want them to take Mims and then somehow get Frazier, Pony. Actually, you know what? I'd want them to take Mims, and then if they took Hunter Norzad, who's only played 1 year of center, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with it, because I think that Hunter Norzad can start very quickly. I'd even be okay with rolling the dice on the undersized but very high IQ. This guy's fallen completely off the board. Van Pran Granger.
The Georgia center, yeah.
All he does is play center. It's the only position he can play in the pros. He's undersized, but everybody basically says he's competitive, all this stuff. I do think Barton has the tools to be really good. The difference for me in Kendrick Green versus Graham Barton is actually 6'5". They both have shorter arms. He is a naturally much bigger man. He is a guy that and most importantly here, when they drafted Green, what round did they pick him in?
Third.
In the 80s. And we knew back then that not everybody or even a lot of teams had him projected as a center. A lot of teams felt like he's a guard-center tweener, but probably better suited to play guard, an athletic guard, in like a zone-blocking scheme or something, okay? Everybody that covers the draft, for whatever this is worth, virtually every single person says Graham Barton is an NFL center.
Because he's of his body and build, because of his size.
He's a first-round graded player because we think he can play center in the NFL.
Think being the operative word.
But
I
that
just
is
don't.
A lot safer to me than what they tried to do with Kendrick Green. And then the stubbornness with Dotson, I think, is a Tomlin thing, because I think he didn't like that Dotson ran his mouth a lot.
Just because the draft experts say this is what his frame, this is what his body type tells us, this is what he's best suited to play, that doesn't mean that he's going to make a seamless transition to it. I can't get behind, I can't endorse something that is going to take them teaching or learning at the NFL level right away.
All right,
Right away!
I have another thought for you then. So I'm at least being consistent in saying from a positional value standpoint, I wouldn't love it, but I'm okay with a projection at center. because my preferred pick is not a massive projection, but a projection still at right tackle. Basically, the question with Mims is, the first 800 snaps looked very good. Would he have gotten even better, or would he have been exposed as being a little bit raw, whatever, right? But it's still a projection. So what I need to find out from you today before we do anything else is, if you had your choice of players who will realistically be there at pick 20, who would you want them to pick?
Give me guys who you think would realistically be there, and I'll try to give you a name.
Faltanu, I don't want to then throw Fuaga, someone. Fuaga,
I would take over Barton.
Latham.
Latham would be a dream scenario, but I don't think he'll be there. Now they're saying the Chargers might even take him with the fifth pick if they can't make a trade.
Mims. You'd rather have Mims, Fuaga, Faltanu.
I'd rather have Fuaga and Latham above all the other offensive linemen, because they've played well at right tackle. Very well. Latham was a bigger recruit out of high school than Mims was.
Latham's a massive human being with a big smile.
He was a bigger high school recruit than Caleb Williams. There's huge potential there with him, too, to get better. And they've done it. One dude did it in the SEC. The Pac-12 was shockingly good last year. The other guy went up against Washington's front and Oregon's front and held his own. Give me the guy that he's a right tackle. We need a right tackle. Put Broderick on the left side. Problem solved. No Spencer Anderson at right tackle, or asking Dan Moore to play out of position, or God forbid, keeping Dan Moore at left tackle and moving Broderick Jones to right.
Does it make you at all nervous that a lot of people think Fuaga, another guy who's rated more highly than Barton, for example, on a lot of these boards, some people think he could kick inside and that's his best position in the pros.
He could, but we've seen him play great at right tackle for 2 years.
Yeah, we've seen him play great at right tackle, but a lot of people play great at right tackle in college and then still get moved to guard because it doesn't translate to the pros. So that doesn't make you as nervous, though.
No, because I've seen him do it.
Okay.
412-928-9370. Donnie, just give us your quick take here on...
Sorry, Donnie. Mom and Dad are arguing here. You're at the top of the steps.
But I think you agree with me. Why?
I want Mims. You don't want Barton. I want Mims, but I am more at peace with Barton than I would have been last year if they would have taken, say, Paris Johnson.
I guess it wouldn't be fair to hate it outright right away, but I am skeptical of what they can do with this
guy.
Well,
wait a minute. Time out. Why wouldn't it be fair? I mean, people love picks right away. Is it not fair to love a pick right off the bat?
I mean, I guess.
He's a positive guy. You're a negative guy.
Yeah, you know how I always roll with this stuff.
So there's not a pick you'd hate in the first round, just for the record.
Well, no, there are.
Is this one of them?
I wouldn't hate it. Like, it's one of the... And
I can hear in his voice, though. It's on the sliding scale, Donnie, of Donnie hates the pick.
He's with me.
Donnie,
he'd rather
it.
Have the other two centers.
I'd rather have
him.
The guys that actually played at
thank
least
you.
A full season
thank
at center.
You, thank
and not
you,
one.
You.
I'm very... I mean, I don't want to call
and
out
this is
like
from
the
former center
or the
call
Baldies
out the
of the
experts.
World.
What do they know more than? Well, Baldy does know more than all of us.
Yes,
but still.
But why has a guy who last played center 4 years ago in a 5-game season all of the sudden become the darling at the position? Where you have guys that were all conference honorees in both the Pac-12 and the Big 12, some of them multiple years. I know that Jackson Powers Johnson was a guard before he transitioned to center, but that's at least a little bit closer of a move. And then Frazier, who has played it consistently for the last multiple seasons, why is this guy, who they just project to play center in the league, why is he the darling at the position? Well, and the other guys, I mean, Powers Johnson has turned into persona non grata.
I can answer it from a Steelers perspective. I can't speak for why the draft people feel this way. They see his athleticism in space. They used to pull a center in Pouncey, and he'd get out there and block in space, and they think they can do the same thing with Barton. That
and what,
answers
and
the Steelers'
what, and
question.
And what did Pouncey play in college?
Center. Yeah. Not tackle, I'll tell you that much.
Didn't his brother play guard and then play center, though, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
But he played inside.
Like, yeah,
I'm ultimately with you guys, and I think the difference here on the show today is a matter of degree. I still think Barton's going to be a good to very good NFL player. And that's a little bit of a wing and a prayer, but he's not the guy I want. When I read Jerry's column this morning doing the, so the pick will be Graham Barton, I went, ah, crap.
Well, let's see what our listeners think.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.